The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, not your father's retirement, based on the principles I wrote in my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So we're going to have a lot of good things for you to share. And actually, this book is somewhat of a semi-autobiography because it does deal with my father, unfortunately passed a few years ago now. But he worked at Local 38. They actually had a shop out in Brewster, New York. And again, they took care of the guys back then, the locals did. And Local 38 for my father, well, he had a pension. He had an annuity that they put money in. He also had health care. He had vision. And he had dental. I'm like, whoa. Okay, so definitely not your father's retirement. I don't have any of those type of things. And I'm sure you can relate to that, perhaps your father or grandfather or grandmother and so forth, that had all these different things. I mean, think about it. Having a pension, having an annuity, having health care paid for life, having vision and having dental, and having very, very low co-pays and so forth. So, you know, look, we may not be able to put that all together, but the book of Not Your Father's Retirement, the solution is try to find ways to try to come up with your own pension, your own annuity, health care, and so forth. So that's really the goal of the book of Not Your Father's Retirement, is take a look at my dad or others who've had this great deal over the years and see what we can do as investors, as savers, as consumers, to try to, as best we can, make it like our father's retirement, so to speak. So, you know, we do know pensions are disappearing. I think about my grandmother. Oh, gosh, she passed away a number of years ago now, but she worked at Reader's Digest. And you probably know that back in Mount Kisco, Newcastle area back there. Back then, they also had a pension, and she had a pension for the rest of her life. And you find so many different companies had pensions. Now, I won't name all different companies that actually offered pensions and said, you know what, we're not in a pension business anymore. We're just going to convert this to a lump sum 401k. And now you, as the employee, you're responsible for your retirement. We're not responsible for your retirement anymore. I think you've heard that before. And we'll talk later more about 401ks and 403b plans. But certainly, if you don't have a pension, you really have to do as much as you can in 401ks and 403b. Particularly 401k plans where they have matching. I mean, you have to get involved in that. Some people say, well, I don't have any money, but wait a second. Your company matches for the first 6%. You put in 6%, you pretty much double your money, at least right off the start. So why wouldn't you do something like that? So as pensions are disappearing, what they call defined benefit plans, not get so technical, we now get into these defined contributions. Defined meaning how much you can put in per year, so forth and so on. Again, if you have matching, we'll talk later about those strategies. But one of the ways to try to replace a pension, though not perfect, is put as much money as you can. Easier said than done, I get it. Stretch yourself a little bit. Remember, it goes in pre-tax, so it helps out tax-wise. But as much as you can stretch that and put as much money as you can in your 401k, 403b, that will become a lump sum down the road, or decent lump sum down the road. That can be converted to something that pays income on a monthly basis, and we get close to somewhat of a pension. So there are steps that we're going to go through today in today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here. I'm your host every Sunday morning right here. Rain, shine, snow, sleet, whatever, we'll be here. And today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a book I wrote in a little bit. You're going to hear from Mike Bennett. He's going to offer my book for free. You're going to get your pen and paper ready, and you're going to get this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So today we're going through the principles of that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. As I mentioned, pensions are disappearing. You know, I try to think of like retirement so many different ways, but one of the ways I think of is a three-legged stool. You know, that is, you have, or maybe four-legged stool. Again, if you had a one-legged stool, it probably would top over pretty easy, right? Just like, boo, it's full over. And for some people, that's all they have. Maybe it's Social Security. And, you know, again, I do think Social Security is going to be around a long time. I think they're going to raise taxes, raise the age at which you get benefits, because there's been a lot of talk, negative talk, about Social Security. But again, let's use, for this example, that Social Security is going to be around a very, very, very long time, at least for our lives anyway. And again, that one-legged stool, let's say it's Social Security, obviously that's probably not enough for retirement. We like to have as many legs of the stool as possible. Another leg could be perhaps a pension, even though they are disappearing, as I mentioned. Maybe another leg of that stool is your old retirement account, now what you retired, in this example, 401k, 403b, and now you've converted that into something that gives you income. And that could be another leg of the stool, so to speak. And believe it or not, you could even have like a part-time job retirement, though that may sound like an oxymoron. So wait a second, I retired. How do I, you know, you'd be surprised how many people actually retire, unretire, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, called serial retirement. But if you start putting together this, you know, number of legs, it gives you more stability in retirement if you kind of think about this leg and stool. So now we have Social Security as one leg. Now we have a pension, perhaps, as another leg. Maybe you have a 401k retirement account that we could draw from, Roth IRAs we could draw from. That could be another leg. Maybe you have real estate investments. Maybe you have a rental property out there. That could be yet another leg to your stool, so to speak. And finally, maybe you can have some money coming in retirement in a form of, let's say, you consult or do something that you love anyway, and money's coming in. So, you know, these are the different legs of a stool. So if you think that way, you know, I think that's really important, because one way to combat, you know, not your father's retirement and the pensions are disappearing, is think about this stool that I've just created here for you, that 4, 5, 6 different legs. You know, so if something goes a little bit wobbly on you, well, you got the other four to support it. If something else goes wobbly, you got the other four to support it. So that's why it's really important to think of that way. I also try to tell investors to think in different silos, you know, silos being short-term money, money you need for emergencies, you know. Typically, they say 6 months to 12 months of money you have set aside for expenses. So let's say you have $5,000 a month expenses. Maybe you should have, you know, $60,000 set aside for emergencies, God forbid. The emergency is you go in the job one day, you don't have a job, and it takes you some time to find a job. That would be one of your biggest emergencies. Of course, all the things that go bump in the night, you know, the money pit, you know, Tom Hanks, the movie, you know, I own a house too, and there's always something going on. That's why you have emergency money set aside too. That's kind of your short-term silo, so to speak. And the next silo would be, let's say, intermediate, 1 to 5 years, where, hey, you may buy a vacation home, you may have a college coming up, you may have something in between, but certainly doesn't need to be liquid, but it's not also 20, 30 years out either. And finally, you know, another silo visualizing all this is long-term, something maybe 10 years, 20 years, you're 45 years old, you're not going to retire for 20 years, you'll be putting money away into retirement programs, and that's long-term. So again, I have you thinking in stools. How many different legged stools do you have when it comes to retirement? Hopefully you have 4 or 5 of them, and also thinking about in terms of different silos and making sure you have that silo filled first, emergencies, short-term money. Then once you have that filled, go to your next one, which is intermediate. And finally, once that's taken care of, then you go to the long one. We'll be right back after these messages. And today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement, a book I wrote, The Principles, Not Your Father's Retirement. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And you just heard from our pal, Mike Bennett, who offered my books for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, which happened to be today's topic. So get your pen and paper together. Here we go. The first 20, the early bird gets the worm, will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday, and particularly this Sunday when we're talking specifically about this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So again, 845-371-0101. Now, I do sell this on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers will get this book for free this morning. That's 845-371-0101. 0101. Thank you for that, Mike. And you know, Monday through Friday, I'm on the Mike and Casey Show around 8:25 every morning. We go through the national news, national markets, local business news, local index. That's actually called the Hudson Valley Index. And then on your way home, we got you covered. Bill Kugel around 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show. He'll tell you about the national averages, national news, local index, the Hudson Valley Index, and local business news. So we got you covered Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 drive time home. Saturday, we take a break, and I'm with you every Sunday morning breaking down your GPS for your finances. And today's topic, not your files, your time. And right before the break, we spoke about this five-legged stool. If you can have that many legs to a stool, hopefully you can. Definitely more than one. So if you have one in Social Security, if you have a pension, that'd be great. If not, maybe a retirement account you can draw from, maybe some other type of income down the road. And that leads me into this concept called a serial retirement. I've been in this business now 30 years. And in dog's life, well, that's about 210 years, if times by seven. But, you know, I've seen so many people come through, and this always specializes is in retirement planning. And they say, Ken, I'm retired, I'm done, can't wait, I get it. Now, and the reason why we say this is because, I guess, you know, through our whole life, we kind of think about it. We're in elementary school, we can't wait to get to middle school. We're in middle school, wow, I can't wait to get to high school. I can't wait to get my first car, my first boyfriend, my first girlfriend. And then you're in high school, say, well, oh, God, I got senioritis. I can't wait to college. That's awesome. I've heard so much about college, more freedom. Then you get to college, say, oh, God, what a pain in the neck, all these tests and stuff like that. I can't wait till I get my first job. I'm tired of being poor in college. Does it sound familiar? And then you get your first job and say, oh, it's, yeah, God, at least I get my first job. But we're always future thinking is really what I'm trying to say here. And so, too, is once we start in working, what's our next mantra? You got it. Can't wait to retire. Can't wait to retire. And then we retire and say, okay. Let's see. I went to the gym, walked the dog, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And I got the whole day to do things with. I've seen a lot of people unretire, which I've defined now as a serial retirement. I've seen people retire at 62. Take a year or two off, at 64 go help their buddy, help their son or daughter in their business, consult, do something, a couple years later retire. Again, I'm not saying you have to do this, but don't be surprised if this happens to you. And I say this because when you go through financial planning and the concepts that I share through my books, Not Your Files Retirement, and through other books, you know, we recognize that we have this kind of income streams. We have Social Security coming in. We'll talk about later what's the optimal age to get Social Security. If you have a pension, that's great. Very few people have pensions, but if you do, that's going to help out a lot. Other investments you've been putting away over the years, retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, maybe you inherited some money, you piece it all together, and yet you can have a column of income coming in, so to speak, in columns of numbers coming in, from earnings and retirement. What? That's an oxymoron. It's not. I've seen this over and over again. Now, what the flip side of this, though, is that money is secondary. It's something that you love doing. As for example, I had a client who was an insurance adjuster, number cruncher, all that stuff, and just after a while, he got into his mid-60s, didn't want to do any more, retired. And he's always had an avocation and that of doing scuba lessons and giving scuba lessons to get people to get certified. And next thing you know, he had other teachers underneath him. Then he was going on these different, excursions all around the world. I've seen these dives and all these things they're doing, having a great time. But my point is that his passion after retirement was that of scuba and certification and enjoying the kind of great outdoors. And yet he had an income afterwards. So it's kind of like, yeah, your first act of life, it's the grind, right? It's something you have to do. You have to deal with your boss. You got to get 25 years in. Got to get 30 years in. But in your second life, so to speak, you may be doing something you're very passionate about or that something you really love or some skill that you have. And secondarily, you're bringing money in this case, like the scuba diver. Well, you're just tuning in. You're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find this here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., bright and early, right before Casey's show that's coming on at 6:30. So stay tuned for that. And today's topic is Not Your Father's Retirement. Principles from a book I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago. The principal being my father also was someone who retired with a pension, with health care, with an annuity, with dental, with vision, onwards and onwards, had all these wonderful things, and yet we don't have some of those, and we're going to try to find steps to try to replace those things through the use of 401k plans, 403b plans, you know, putting money away, thinking long term, and so forth. So, you know, we just covered this idea that you could actually have a mini retirement, a serial retirement, unretire. You know, you get to your 60s and you say, I want to retire. Another client told me one time, as much as he was looking forward to retiring, because that's all he was doing. He was talking about, I just want to retire, I want to retire. He actually had an app on his phone, that countdown, if you ever see those things before, like, you know, 2 years, 3 months, 5 days, 2 weeks, you know, 44 minutes, whatever, and he kept counting down to retirement. So then he retired, and that's what he wanted to do. He said, Ken, it kind of felt like the movie Groundhog Day, though not the funny version with Bill Murray, the kind of psychosis that he went into, where you wake up every day, I guess Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe, right? And he started the day over and over again. And for this gentleman who retired, he really didn't think about it. He just felt like, I just had to leave this company. It was a long commute. Didn't like the, you know, the people that he's working for. And he wanted to get out of that pain. But he really didn't think too much about how he's going to fill up his day. So his days, he said, he felt like Groundhog Day. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but just remember that if you don't start planning your transition, and it is a transition, it's a positive transition, something we've always wanted. But you have to remember, though, we've also left behind some of our lunch buddies. Maybe we were involved in a book club at work. Maybe that gave us purpose. So, you know, when we get back from the next break, we're going to talk about these type of transitions. So it goes well beyond money. You know, you really have to kind of get your thinking cap on, so to speak, and think about how you want to plan your day so you don't fall into a Bill Murray's, you know, Groundhog Day with Sonny and Cher waking up every morning doing the same thing over and over and over again. Every time you want to challenge yourself, you want to do these wonderful things. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And you just heard from our friend, Mike Bennett, who offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, which happens to be today's topic. So for the first 20 callers, we'll get this book for free by dialing 845-371-0101. Again, the first 20 callers, I think, is a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. In the book, we cover everything from projections to financial planning to retirement to wills to other things, and we're trying to tackle that today as well. But again, the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, including today, is Not Your Father's Retirement. That book is available for the first 20 callers at 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. That's right. You get it for free by calling 845-371-0101. I know you can do it one last time. Pen and paper together. You could be the first 20 caller. I know you can do it, right? 845-371-0101. Now, Monday through Friday, we got you covered. I'm on the Mike and Casey Show, the famous Mike and Casey Show, the number one Hudson Valley show. Come on around 8:25 every morning. Talk to you about the national averages, national news, and boy, do we have a lot of national news to talk about, the headlines. But we talk about that every morning at around 8:25 in the morning. Then on the way home, Andy Bell's show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management got you covered there. We'll go through the national averages, the national news, local averages, the Hudson Valley Index, and local business news. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day of rest, and Sunday, we're back with you here on a GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, for more information about this topic or any other topics we cover, go to MahoneyGPS.com. We just updated our site. The new navigation bars are there. I think the resources we have are great and a lot easier to follow now, but go to MahoneyGPS.com, and we'll show you our GPS and how we help you prepare for retirement. Now, we are living longer, which is great. Modern medicine has helped out in so many different ways. But with that comes some financial challenges. A lot of times, gosh, when I started in the business some 30 years ago, we would map out, okay, let's see what your projection looked like through age 80. And that's kind of what we did. Now we're going at the age 95. And by the way, it's very possible you could live to 95. Hopefully you're healthy, eating all the right things, exercising, all the things your doctor tells you to do. So if you can live to 95, we really want to look at your projections. So, oh, see, everything's good right now, Ken. I got money coming in, expenses. Okay, great. The problem with expenses, as we know, is that they go up a little bit each year, right? Nickel and dimes, from the grocery store to property taxes to cell phones to cable bills, all these things collectively do add up. So let's say you're used to spending $60,000 a year. You know what? Through retirement, we can't just say it's going to be $60,000 a year for the next 20 years because really, think about it, things, that'd be lowering your purchasing power over time and even your lifestyle for that matter. So what we want to do is at least add 2%. So 60,000 times two, first year 60,000 and 61,200, so forth and so on. And that's really important because when you're planning for retirement, you really want to look at what your expenses are going to look like. You really should take a totality of your expenses for, let's say, 6 months average. Add in a slice for travel. Again, you are retiring. This is the time to do those things. These are the times to go to Rome or Venice or Florence, you know, Italy places, right? Go to these places that you want to go to early in retirement before your knees or hips or those type of things. So there's nothing wrong with doing a projection showing the first few years where your expenses may go up in retirement because you have more time. And again, having more time is a very positive thing. However, when you have more time, you spend more. Now think about Monday through Friday, how much money do you spend? Now for me, when I go to work, I have my little bag, my stuff I bring in. I really don't spend too much money Monday through Friday. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, dinners, maybe a Broadway show, do something. There's always something going on the weekends. Very busy, very hectic, and very expensive. Now think about retirement. What is retirement? But a very long weekend. So you got to prepare for that. Some people tell me retirement, gosh, I'm spending more money now than I did when I wasn't retired. I'm like, yeah, because you got more time to do more things. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us in this today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement, book that I wrote. And of course, that today's topic, we're tackling the concepts and the principles of not your father's retirement. We may not fully be able to replace that. That is, you know, having an annuity and having a pension and health care and vision and dental and all these type of things. But certainly we're going to try to do our best. And one of the ways I was saying is, like, take a look at your expenses. Let's look at projections down the road of where your expenses may be deep, maybe 5 years, 10 years down the road. So I also get this thing about retirement and, gosh, now I feel like I have to, my mantra is now I have to downsize. Well, again, if you lived in your home for all these years and raised children and you love your home and your numbers work, see, that's where the planning comes in. Some people are making decisions without looking at a GPS, without looking at projections and seeing where they are. So for me, I don't like the mantra, or any mantra for that matter, that says, okay, so I retire, now I have to downsize. Like, where's that written? Now, in some cases, you may have to. Depends on the numbers. In a lot of cases, I have found, if people want to stay where they are, it works. Now, again, they want to downsize because it's too much upkeep and, you know, dealing with the lawns and dealing with all that stuff, and you want a townhouse or condo. I get it, okay? But at the same token, I don't want to hear the mantras like, okay, we have to downsize right away. That's one of those misnomers when it comes to retirement planning, I feel. And by the way, I also feel a lot of times I hear people say, gee, you know, when I retire, I'm going to live frugally. I'm like, wait a second, you worked all these years, okay, overtime, and, you know, nonstop. You didn't feel good a lot of days. You still went to work anyway. You put in 20, 30, 35, 40 years. No, you don't want to live, you really want to live abundantly in retirement if you can. And by the way, it doesn't mean you have to spend abundantly. Some of the best things in life are free, and you know that. Sometimes you go out to a very fancy restaurant, the bill comes in for $100 a person, and you're like, that was even good. can we do that over? And sometimes, like, I think about taking my boys for a hike, and there's no cost of that, getting a couple sandwiches maybe, and, you know, experiencing each other, talking about nature, you know, and some of the best things in life are free. Your library, gosh, the resources that those libraries have, pretty much for free. Again, hikes, all the things you can do. So you can live abundantly in retirement without spending a lot of money. You don't have to kind of confuse the two. They're not mutually exclusive, so to speak. So, but your GPS goals really should be taking a look at where you are, where you're going to be in retirement. And again, it's really difficult to do it all here in a program. That's why I tell you to go to MahoneyGPS.com, where we talk to you about how you navigate, how you actually take a look at where you are now, where you want to be in retirement, and how to get there without too much rerouting, just like your own GPS in a car. Rerouting. Damn, I'm rerouting. Why? Well, again, this has been great. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.